Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sonar at GabRadioNetwork.com.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the name of the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam is the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., businessadvancement.com. I think that's the website. Is that right, Pam?
Business Advancement, also businessadvanced.com.
Advanced.com.
So however you get there, businessadvanced.com and growthignitersradio.com.
There you go. That's the radio show that I've been happy to be a guest on in the past. It's a lot of fun. Okay, Pam, I want to change subjects a little bit and topics and get you to give us a little bit of a tour of what you're seeing out there at this point in time in the economy. When you think about your clients, your consulting clients, what are you seeing? What are they seeing out there in terms of opportunities and challenges?
The biggest thing that I'm seeing is that there are more and more CEOs of companies that are growing. You know, they're growth oriented, and they are sensitive to the idea of wanting to be the disruptors and not the disrupted. Mm-hmm. This is something that I was sitting down with one CEO whose company is, she's probably around 40 million, her company. Mm-hmm. And she's going, I want to be the disruptor. I don't want to be the disrupted. You know, and it's like a mantra. And then I heard it somewhere else. So this is like a charge that's coming up there. Because the thing of it is, what they're saying is that, yes, I can grow, we can have a great idea, everything's going along, and boom, out of nowhere, our customers, we're worried that our customers are going in other directions. I mean, think yep. about the grocery industry, for instance, mm-hmm. is another one, you know, where
it's being disrupted by a bookseller. See, that's what's happening. The disruptions,
wow.
This is what's been taking everyone's breath away. The disruptors of any particular industry is a 50-50 chance that the disruptor isn't even part of the industry.
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
And so they're looking for disruptions in the wrong places.
That's right. We have to think about how many ways people can get their needs met and how many different industries are coming at the same need, but kind of in different ways. So when this CEO said, I want to be the disruptor and not the disrupted, she was thinking proactively. She's
right.
saying, I want to stay ahead of everybody else. And this is something that we do a lot of.
My only concern
now.
About that sentiment, and I'm going to assume that she means it the right way.
My only
concern about that is that the way to think about it is not, I want to be the disruptor. It's that I want to stay so close to my customers that if there's any disrupting going on, I'm the one doing it. Because I believe, Pam, with all my heart, that it's real simple. What you should be doing, what you should be doing tomorrow and next year and 5 years from now, it's not complicated about what you should be doing. Every bit of that information is available right now inside the head of your customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, customers, without our customers, what are we?
Yeah.
but
people don't ask them. They don't say, what are your expectations? What are you looking for? I mean, and as you know, customers are changing their expectations all the time. This is the fastest evolving dynamic in the marketplace today is the mm-hmm. changing expectations of customers.
Agreed. And I think when she's saying that, what she's saying is, I want to be able to meet the new needs of my customers, the new
yep.
expectations of my customers, so that I am ahead of the game and I'm not dragging behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something. And the sheer number of ways that these needs can be met and the ways in which we're being reached out to all the time, I see it as a customer. I see it as a leader of a company.
And a consumer.
I see it both ways. And as a consumer, that's right. So we need to stay sensitive to the changing expectations. expectations of our customers and even of ourselves. I think if we catch it in ourselves, it's easier to catch in customers too, isn't it?
No, there's no question about it. I mean, I'm a senior baby boomer, and I haven't read a newspaper in newsprint in years. I read them on my phone.
It's one of the many ways the world is changing.
Yeah, and I mean, I have my expectations for how to read news changed, even though I'm not a kid anymore, right? Hey, Pam, I need your website one more time, please.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
And when's the radio show is on when?
It's on Wednesday.
But all the archives are there too, right?
Yes, at growthignitersradio.com.
And don't forget the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Hey, Pam, come back soon. See you later.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.